The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that mussels and clams serve as tiny water filtration systems, constantly sieving the water around them in their hunt for a meal of bacteria or microscopic algae known as phytoplankton? Each native mussel can filter 2 liters of water a day. As they filter water, the bivalve's tissues absorb some of the chemicals and pathogens that are present. To see just how good the bivalves are at cleaning up toxins in the environment, researchers put California floater mussels and Asian clams into a tank with treated wastewater that contained various levels of contamination. Observing these shellfish soaking up harmful chemicals got the researchers thinking about how they might put the cleansing clams and mussels to good use. They decided to assign some of the underwater maids a new job, cleaning up a dirty lake in the middle of San Francisco. Mountain Lake is a body of water that researchers say is heavily polluted with harmful bacteria and other contaminants. The researchers are still deciding how many clams and mussels they'll need to introduce into Mountain Lake to get the job done. And they're also trying to decide how to best deploy the bivalves.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.